This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Ultomiris, Ultomiris. Active ingredient, S. Ravulizumab RCH, 100 mg per 1 ml. This leaflet provides important information about using Ultomiris. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Ultomiris. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Ultomiris? Ultomiris contains the active ingredient Ravulizumab RCH. Ultomiris belongs to a class of medicines called monoclonal antibodies that attach to a specific target in the body. Ravulizumab RCH has been designed to attach to the C5 complement protein, which is a part of the body's defense system called the complement system. Ultomiris is used to treat patients with a disease called paroxysmal nocturnal hemoglobinuria, PNH. It is also used to treat patients with a disease affecting the blood system and kidneys called atypical hemolytic uremic syndrome, AHUS. Ultomiris can also be used to treat adult patients with generalized myasthenia gravis, GMG, a condition which causes weakness of muscles throughout the body. People with GMG can experience challenges with fatigue, drooping eyelids, speech, chewing, movement and breathing, amongst other symptoms. Ultomiris is also used to treat adult patients with a disease of the central nervous system that mainly affects the eye nerves and the spinal cord called neuromyelitis optica spectrum disorder, NMOSD. In patients with NMOSD, the eye nerves, brain, and spinal cord are attacked and damaged by the immune system working incorrectly, which can lead to loss of sight in one or both eyes, weakness, or loss of movement in the legs or arms, painful spasms, loss of feeling, problems with bladder and bowel function, and marked difficulties with activities of daily living. How it works. In patients with PNH, the complement system is overactive and attacks their red blood cells, which can lead to blood clots, low blood cell counts, anemia, tiredness, difficulty in functioning, pain, abdominal pain, dark urine, shortness of breath, difficulty swallowing and erectile dysfunction. By attaching to and blocking the C5 protein, this medicine can stop complement proteins from attacking red blood cells, and so control symptoms of the disease such as improving anemia and tiredness. In patients with AHUS, the complement system attacks vital organs, such as the kidney, blood cells and blood vessels, which can lead to low blood counts, platelets and red blood cells, reduced or lost kidney function, blood clots, tiredness, and difficulty in functioning. Ultomiris can block the body's inflammatory response, and its ability to attack and destroy its own vulnerable blood vessels, and so control symptoms of the disease including injury to the kidneys. GMG is a disease where a patient's immune system, which normally protects the body from infection, attacks it instead. In GMG, this autoimmune attack occurs at the connection between nerves and muscles, causing the complement system to damage nerve tissue, resulting in nerves which function poorly. In patients with NMOSD, Ultomiris is presumed to block the body's inflammatory response, and its ability to attack and destroy its own eye nerves, brain, and spinal cord, which reduces the risk of relapse or attack of NMOSD. Ultomiris is not intended for acute treatment of NMOSD relapse. What should I know before I use Ultomiris? Warnings. Ultomiris is a medicine that affects your immune system, your body's defense system. Ultomiris can lower the ability of your immune system to fight infections. The use of Ultomiris increases your risk of meningococcal infection, a severe infection that can affect the linings of the brain and can spread through the blood and body, sepsis as well as the risk of other infections, e.g. widespread gonorrhea. Because of the importance of rapidly identifying and treating meningococcal infection or sepsis in patients who receive Ultomiris, you will be provided with a patient safety card to carry with you at all times, so that you are aware of the following signs and symptoms of a meningococcal infection. Headache with nausea or vomiting. Headache and a fever. Headache with a stiff neck or stiff back. Fever. Fever and rash. Confusion. Muscle aches with flu-like symptoms. Eyes sensitive to light. Call your doctor immediately and go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you have any of the symptoms listed above. Patients less than 18 years of age must also be vaccinated against Haemophilus influenzae and pneumococcal infections. Ask your doctor for advice about gonorrhea prevention before using this medicine. When Ultomiris is given, you may experience reactions to the infusion, drip, infusion reactions such as headache, lower back pain, and infusion-related pain. Some patients may experience allergic or hypersensitivity reactions, including anaphylaxis, a serious allergic reaction which causes difficulty breathing, or dizziness. Should you experience an infusion reaction, your doctor will interrupt the infusion of Ultomiris and institute appropriate measures depending on the severity. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not use Ultomiris if you have not been vaccinated against Neisseria meningitidis, a bacteria that causes meningococcal infection, or if it has been less than 2 weeks after receiving your meningococcal vaccination and you are not taking antibiotics to reduce the risk of infection. You should also be aware that vaccination may not prevent this type of infection. You may need antibiotics to prevent infection. You should discuss with your doctor the use of ongoing preventative antibiotics, and if they are required. You have unresolved meningococcal infection. You are allergic to ravulizumab RCH, any other proteins of hamster origin, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any infections or any other medical conditions. Take any medicines for any other condition. Experience any infusion-related pain. When Ultomiris is given, you may experience a reaction to the infusion such as a headache or lower back pain. Our honor-controlled sodium diet as Ultomiris contains sodium, main component of cooking, or table salt. Each 3 milliliters vial contains 4.6 milligram sodium and each 11 milliliters vial contains 16.8 milligram sodium. This may need to be considered in calculating your salt or sodium intake. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Ultomiris has not been studied in pregnant women. Women who may become pregnant should use effective contraception methods during treatment and for up to 8 months after treatment. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether Ultomiris passes into breast milk. Since many medicines are secreted into breast milk, breastfeeding should be discontinued during treatment and for up to 8 months after treatment. Elderly. There are no special precautions needed for the treatment of patients aged from 65 years and over, although experience with Ultomiris in elderly patients with PNH-NAHUS or NMOSD in clinical studies is limited. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. The effect of using Ultomiris on other medicines has not been studied. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Ultomiris. How do I use Ultomiris? How much to use? The doses administered are based on your body weight. Your doctor will calculate this. Ultomiris will be given to you directly into the vein, intravenously by a doctor or nurse. The infusion will take approximately 45 minutes, but might take longer according to your body weight. Your first dose is called the loading dose. 2 weeks after receiving your loading dose, you will be given a maintenance dose of Ultomiris. This will be repeated every 8 weeks for patients above 20 kilograms, and every 4 weeks for patients weighing less than 20 kilograms. If you were previously receiving another medicine for PNH, AHUS, or NMOSD called Soliris, the loading dose should be given 2 weeks after the last Soliris maintenance infusion, or 1 week after the last Soliris induction infusion. If you forget to use Ultomiris, if you forget or miss your appointment for an Ultomiris infusion, contact your doctor immediately for advice, and see section below things you should not do for information about the risks of interrupting or stopping your Ultomiris treatment. If you use too much Ultomiris, there have been no reported overdoses of Ultomiris. As Ultomiris is given to you under the supervision of your doctor, it is unlikely that you will receive too much. What should I know while using Ultomiris? Things you should do. Always carry your patient safety card with you, and show it to any doctor or nurse that treats you. Ensure that your meningococcal vaccination is up to date. You should also be aware that vaccination may not always prevent this type of infection. Your doctor might consider that you need additional measures, such as antibiotics, to prevent infection. Ensure that your child's vaccinations are up to date. Be aware of the signs and symptoms of a serious infection. See warnings under Section 2. What should I know before I use Ultomiris? Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Ultomiris. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine without checking with your doctor. Interrupting or stopping treatment with Ultomiris may cause your PNH, AHUS, GMG, or NMOSD symptoms to return. Your doctor will discuss the possible side effects with you and explain the risks. For PNH, the risks of stopping Ultomiris include an increase in the destruction of your red blood cell, which may cause a large drop in your red blood cell count, causing anemia. Symptoms of anemia may include tiredness, headaches, dizziness and looking pale, dark urine, fatigue, abdominal pain, being short of breath, difficulty swallowing, erectile dysfunction, impotence, confusion, or a change in how alert you are, chest pain, or angina, blood clots. If you experience any of these symptoms, contact your doctor immediately. Your doctor will need to monitor you closely for at least 16 weeks after stopping Ultomiris. For AHUS, the risks of stopping Ultomiris include an increase in small blood vessel damage, which may cause a large drop in your platelets, thrombocytopenia, a large rise in destruction of your red blood cells, decreased urination, problems with your kidneys, an increase in your serum creatinine levels, problems with your kidneys, confusion, or change in how alert you are, change in your vision, chest pain, or angina, being short of breath, abdominal pain, diarrhea, blood clots. If you experience any of these symptoms, contact your doctor immediately. Your doctor will need to monitor you closely. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Ultomiris affects you. The effects of this medicine on a person's ability to drive and use machines were not assessed as part of its registration. Looking after your medicine. Ultomiris will be stored in refrigerated conditions, 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius in the hospital or pharmacy. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Sinus or throat infection. Common cold, nasopharyngitis. Middle ear infection, tonsillitis. Cough. Diarrhea, constipation. Abdominal pain or discomfort. Loss of appetite. Joint pain, arthralgia. Back pain. Muscle pain, myalgia, and muscle spasms. Swelling of the hands, ankles, or feet. Swollen glands, lymph nodes. Feeling anxious. Feeling tight, fatigue. Hair loss, or thinning. High blood pressure, hypertension. Urinary tract infections, infections of the bladder. Headache. Vomiting. Nausea. Stomach discomfort after meals. Hives, rash, itchy skin, pruritus. Fever, pyrexia. Dizziness. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Meningococcal infection. Headache. Nausea or vomiting. Headache with nausea or vomiting. Headache with a fever. Headache with a stiff neck or stiff back. Fever. Fever and rash. Confusion. Muscle aches with flu-like symptoms. Sensitivity to light. Rash or itchy skin. Feeling tired. Back pain. Muscle spasms. Aching muscles, not caused by exercise. Pain in arms or legs. Looking pale. Dizziness. Shortness of breath. Difficulty in breathing. Chest tightness. Pneumonia. Severe lung infection. Allergic reactions. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Itching or hives. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If you notice any of these serious side effects, tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Ultomiris contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Ravulizumab RCH. 100 mg per milliliter. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Monobasic sodium phosphate. Dibasic sodium phosphate. Polysorbate 80. L-arginine. Sucrose. Water for injections. Potential allergens. Proteins of hamster origin. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Ultomiris looks like. Ultomiris 100 mg per milliliter is a translucent, clear to yellowish color, practically free from particles solution. Ostar 330566-300 mg/3 milliliters. Ostar 336710-1100 mg/11 milliliters. Who distributes Ultomiris? In Australia, Ultomiris is registered by Alexion Pharmaceuticals Australasia Pty Limited, Level 4, 66 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Medical inquiries 1-800-788-189. This leaflet was prepared in January 2024.